gorgeous souls, welcome to the very first episode for 2022 on the Success Revolution podcast with your host, Gemma Bernad. We are here. It's actually the midpoint of January already. Crazy, right? So, you know, this isn't one of those 1 January, here's 2022, let's rock, let's roll type of podcast episodes. This is really just an episode where I wanted to welcome you into the energy of 2022, whatever that energy is going to be for you. I just wanted to take some time to say hi, to say welcome, and just to really extend this invitation for you today to really bow down to and reclaim your power in this year ahead. So when I do these kind of off-the-cuff episodes, I never know how long they're going to go for. I just let myself speak, see what comes out, knowing that it will land for you how it's supposed to land for you in the time that it takes for me to actually let this energy be transmuted and transmitted from my soul to yours. But like I say all the time, I do intend for this episode to be a little bit on the shorter side, but sometimes they can go on. So we'll see how this all lands and comes through today. But as I was sitting here giving some thought and some intention to what it is that I wanted to say for this very first episode of this really beautiful year that I'm feeling into right now, I really just wanted to be simply, as I said, this invitation for you to really lean into, but also bow down to your desires for this year. Now, if you're like me, then there's a very good chance that you have set a word or an intention for this year. And I love that process. I really do. I really love that process. I think it's a really beautiful way to start the year. And I truly believe that our words, our intentions, the word that we have for the year, I truly believe it chooses us. I really do believe that. Okay? I believe our soul knows exactly the intention and the energy that this year is calling us to be in, and that comes through that inspiration that we hear when we feel into that word. And maybe you've got some goals, yeah? Maybe there are some experiences, some results, some outcomes, whether that's in your business, whether that's in your relationship, with your health, your family, wherever. I have those too. I've taken some time at the end of 2021 to really create some beautiful focuses for me this year. Again, some energies that I'm really calling forward in so many areas of my life as well, because for me, I am no longer interested in alignment that is compartmentalized. I'm no longer interested in partial alignment. I'm no longer interested in just being in alignment in my business and other areas of my life having to be sacrificed or even suffering as a result. And you know that honesty is always an important aspect for me, and that has certainly been something that I have really come up against a lot. You know, having been an entrepreneur for well over 13 years now, I'm going to be honest with you, particularly because when I started in business in my 20s, it was just me. I didn't have anyone else to think about, right? But really, business was always at the forefront. Making money was always at the forefront. And some of that has been really beautiful. You know, prioritizing my relationship with money, learning how to, you know, attract money and receive money to create a beautiful life. All of those things have been really gorgeous as well. But sometimes what I felt like I've had to do in order to receive that money has been at the sacrifice of my health and my relationships and my parenting and my, you know, fun and joy and zest for life as well. So alignment for me this year is really a whole approach, and that feels really good. But I digress a little bit because I don't want to go too much into the alignment piece specifically today, although you're going to hear me talk a lot more about alignment coming up because I've got something that I'm going to be launching really soon. I've got a really beautiful free activation portal that's going to be coming up very, very soon. So stay close because I have information that's going to be landing and dropping very shortly for you around that. But what I wanted to talk to you about is this concept of really owning our desires unapologetically and truly not just leaning into them, but trusting them and actually bowing down to them as well. Really getting onto your knees in front of your desires, what it is that you feel really called to create in your life, and submitting to those desires. And this is a really interesting piece because I see this play out a lot within my one-to-one coaching, is that women, for a lot of the time, either find themselves in this energy of feeling what they would term confused, and that might sound like, I don't know what I want, or they find themselves questioning their desires. So that desire lands in their body. They hear themselves think the thought, oh, I'd like that. Or they feel in their body the excitement that's connected with, gee, that would be nice. That feeling that you get when you think, oh my gosh, this is what I want to create this year in my business. This is what I want to experience this year in my relationships. This is what I feel called to be aligned with this year within my health. And you feel that energy of excitement. But then the questions start to arise. Is it possible? Can that happen? Is it for people like me? Really? All of that. And whilst there's never anything wrong with the questioning that we experience, because we all experience it, okay? It's part of our mind's job to question our desires at times, because a lot of the things that we desire to create are so very different to what it is that we have in our life already. And because the brain's only job, mind's only job, is to keep you safe. It wants to keep you comfortable. It wants to keep you in status quo. It wants to keep you exactly where you are. So of course it's going to pop up with the odd thought that says, is it possible? Can I do it? Is that time frame really going to manifest? All the things that we think, right? So don't ever make that wrong. But we do need to be able to see that when we start to question them, when our mind, our very conditioned mind too, by the way, it's our conditioned mind, our ego, okay, that's questioning that, not our real higher mind. Just need to understand that when that's happening, what's happening is that we're doubting the desire. We're questioning ourselves. We're questioning our connection to God, Source, Universe. I'm going to use the term God today because that's feeling really good for me. But you swap out whatever term feels good for you, okay? Because the God that I work with is not the God that has been portrayed to us in religious dogma. I grew up Catholic. I see a very different God to the God-fearing God that I was taught about. So I'm just going to use the word God because that feels good to me. But when we're in that space of doubting or questioning or thinking we don't know what we want, we're really questioning God. And we're certainly questioning our connection to, our oneness with God and nature and all of that, all of those energies that are here to really support us to create and have the most full human experience that is in alignment with our own personal algorithm, the way that we create, the dharma, the karma that our soul has signed up for. And for me, and this has been something that has grown and evolved for me, particularly, you know, recently, as I really play around in this very different energy of not necessarily setting goals, but submitting to them, knowing that they have been divinely given to me. I really view goals, I don't even really like the word goals, but I'm just going to use it today because I think it's a universally understood term that you're all going to be able to connect with. I don't really love the word goals. Intentions feels incredibly beautiful for me, and that's generally what I use for the most part anyway. But I honestly believe in the way that I create is that whenever I get an idea to create an outcome and experience a situation, some sort of new reality in my life, wherever that is, I truly believe that that has been given to me, divinely given to me. It is not something that I have just thought up. Okay. Now that has taken for me to be able to come to that place a lot of deconditioning work, because a lot of the time our goals are very conditioned goals. They are goals that we believe that we should be creating. They are goals that we are actually aligning with and creating from an energy of fear, not necessarily an energy of the submission and the intention of love and potentiality and the full human experience. A lot of the time we do create goals. I have created goals from a conditioned place. Okay, as in I should create this, I need this, I fear, you know, I come from a place of fear, as in lack. I'm lacking this in my life and therefore I need this, which is not what a desire is. A desire is does not come from a place of lack. The desire comes from a place of I have everything already within me. And therefore I desire this experience for the growth and evolution of my soul and my human. And that's the energy that I'm in. And when we are in that energy, when we've deconditioned, when we understand how to create through the heart instead of the conditioned mind, okay, which is where true heart-led desires come from, through the body, okay, then it's very easy to actually submit down. We stop questioning, or our questions stop having power, okay? Because it's not, as I said, the conditioned mind is a part of our human existence. We have to learn how to relate to it. A lot of people talk about mastering it. I just think we have to learn how to relate to it. I think we have to learn how to really understand it and work with it. Okay. Because it's not going anywhere. Okay. It's a really important part of how we operate in this human reality. So it's really important that we learn how to work with our conditioned mind. Okay. Without feeling like we've got to constantly strip out all of the thoughts that don't serve us, okay? We get to learn how to work with it, all right? So it's really important that we do really focus on that aspect and understand that, okay? Because the questioning is always going to be there, but it's how much are you bowing down in reverence to your goals, to your desires, even if you've got those thoughts that are playing around there. And this is what I really wanted to just extend to you today, was for you to really start to view what it is that you desire to create and to tune into it and really understand and play around with a couple of core questions. Is this desire coming from my body, my heart, therefore from God? Or is this desire coming from my conditioned mind and coming from a place of lack, as in I don't have this and I need this? Okay, and play around with that, because as I said to you, the desire that you have, you may not obviously have that in your life in any way, shape or form right now. So the energy of lack is an energy, okay? We cannot have something but still desire it from a really high vibrational frequency. When I talk about high vibrations, I'm not talking about like excitement and buzzing and oh my God, this is amazing. Like that's a very different type of energy. I'm talking about this very grounded energy, this very powerful and potent energy of full, just unconditional love. And just really play around with where is that desire coming from. And then also I want you to have a look at how powerful is my questioning? Am I actually in full submission? Full submission takes trust. It takes a lot of trust. And the interesting piece with trust that I'm feeling really called to teach women around and help women really understand in their body is that trust is a natural state that exists in your body already. And the trust that most of us have been taught to experience is a mental condition trust, which takes on the form of control and manipulation. And I really think, you know, having taught a lot of women manifestation over the years, I really believe that modern day manifestation is actually a form of control and manipulation. That's another conversation that I think I will be called to go into deeper as I continue to kind of process that through my own internal experiences and life as well. But this piece that I'm teaching you and I share with you today about submitting to your desires, bowing down in complete reverence to, you've told me this is what I'm creating. This is the conversation we have with God, with our own intuition within ourselves. Okay. I'm here. Let's go. What's my role? Okay. That is true trust. To be able to submit to your desires and knowing that your desires don't come from you, they come through you. That's the first step in really moving out of this manipulated and controlled form of manifestation and creation that so many of us have been taught. So this is a really integral piece. It's a really integral piece. But just checking in those two questions, like, is this desire coming from my conditioned mind or is it coming through my heart and my body? And then secondly, am I questioning this? Am I questioning whether it's possible? Am I questioning whether it's available? Am I questioning all of those things and how much power am I giving to that? Or am I actually in full submission to the creation of this desire through me as a portal in this human experience? Big questions, right? Big questions. But I just wanted to invite you into that space because I know so many of you are in this beautiful energy that is the beginning of a year where potentiality is at its peak, okay? It really is at its peak. We're all really aligning with, believing into, taking, you know, steps towards what is absolutely possible and potential for this year. So as you're doing that, I wanted to invite you into that space for you to really see where your energy is at and for you to be able to tilt, pivot, adjust, whatever it is that needs to be. And understanding that the adjustment, the pivot, all of these things are not, don't have hard fixed timelines on them. This gets to be the journey, ladies. Okay? This gets to be the journey, and I've got lots more to say around that as well. But for now, considering, as I always do, I need to stop saying this altogether, but as I always do, you know, I really thought this would be a sub 10-minute podcast episode. But I just let this pour through me, knowing that it will land for you in the way that it's supposed to, the way that it needs to, the way that your soul desires to hear this today. So thank you for being here with me today. If you are not already a part of the Aligned Woman Facebook community, please come on over and join us. You can find all the links necessary inside the show notes for this episode. You're going to be seeing me do a lot more live streams inside that group. I've got some full moon and new moon activation portals that I am choosing and submitting to really creating, particularly in the first quarter of this gorgeous year that is 2022. So come on over and join us to be in the live energy for those portals. I've got some beautiful activation portals that are coming up as well that are going to take on different forms, which you'll hear about on the podcast here, but you'll also hear about inside my social medias, whether that's on Instagram, inside the Facebook group, or on my personal page as well. But feel free to connect with me with wherever feels really good, juicy, amazing, incredible for you, wherever you love to hang out and spend time on socials, you may very well find me there. So feel free to connect. All the links and everything are below. Otherwise, thank you for joining me for this episode, this first episode for 2022. And I am holding space for you as you journey through this year and submit to your desires and everything that you are being called to create in all facets of your life. Much love from me to you. I will see you on an episode very, very soon. Have a beautiful day.